I'll reconvene the hearing. And do we have Jeff Bradley in here?
Yes, he's here, Mr. Chair.
Mr. McKenzie and Miss
Sorrowley.
Miss Sorrowley.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for arriving early, enabling us to hear you early.
That's right.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd just like to speak through you, Mr. Chairman, if it's okay. I'll just start at number 7 on my evidence. So I've only got 10 minutes, so I'm trying to push to get through this.
Yes, I understand.
So basically, today we're here to, I'm here to provide evidence on the submission of Jet Boating New Zealand Incorporated. Provide some comment on the Payments 42A recommended report. Some concluding comments and clarify the relief that Jet Boat New Zealand seeks through the submission. Many of the submission points made by JBNZ were supportive of the proposed plan provisions that relate to surface water activity of recreational jet boating. My evidence today is focused on the JBNZ submission points that the reporting officer has recommended be rejected or those that have been misunderstood. I would also clarify the changes to the proposed plan provisions JBNZ seek through the submission. Just a couple of matters just to tidy up. Mr. Barr refers to Jet Boating New Zealand Limited in his recommending report. Just for clarification purposes, the submission was made by Jet Boating New Zealand Incorporated. So we're not aware of who Jet Boating New Zealand Limited are. JBNZ is a not-for-profit association representing the interests of its recreational jet boating members. Mr. Barr uses the term development right in his recommended report to describe the operative district plan provisions that provide for recreational jet boating in the district. JB in submission, Environment Court appeal relating to the operative district plan, which is attached to my evidence today, and current submissions on the proposed district plan do not seek development rights. What JBNZ have sought and now seek in the interest of its jet boating members is to retain access and use of surface water for recreational jet boating. Now, as I touched on earlier, the majority of the submission points of JBNZ were accepted, and basically the key provisions we're here to talk about today relate to the Hawea River. The relief we seek is basically relating to the provisions relating to the Hawea. So I just might quickly explain the operative and proposed district plans provisions here through you, Mr. Chairman. If you just return to Appendix 1 of my evidence, I've just included the operative district plan rule relating to the Hawea River and also the proposed district plan rule relating to the Hawea River. So I'll just quickly explain this because it's the key point we're here to talk about. In the operative district plan, the relevant rule is 5.3.5, which covers prohibited activities on the surface of lakes and rivers, and you'll see 1A there relates to the Hawea River, and it basically prohibits motorised craft on the Hawea River except for those two particular types of craft activity. So the first one is on the established jet sprint course on the Hawea River. And the second one is on 6 days in each year on the Hawea River. So we'll come back to this, but if you look at the proposed district plan rule, equivalent rule, it just states Hawea River full stop. So it's basically a blanket prohibition on the Hawea River. So this is the key point we're here to talk about, is that the operative district plan provides for two types of activity on the Hawea River. One on the lawfully established jet sprint course, and two, on up to 6 days each year on the Hawea River itself. So just turning back to paragraph 10 of my evidence. So the key point that we're raising in relation to the proposed district plan rules related to the Hawea River is one of interpretation of the existing district plan rule. Subsections 1 and 2 of the existing plan rule are not directly linked and function as standalone rules. So I think this is the key, perhaps, misunderstanding in the recommending officer's report. Rule 5.3.3.5IA1 relates to the Hawea River jet sprint course, and Rule 5.3.3.5IA2 provides for motorised craft use of the river on 6 days of the year. So I may just, if I can, to you, Mr. Chairman, refer you to Appendix 3 of the evidence, just to help explain this point. There's two, an aerial photograph, A3 aerial photograph, and an A3 map. The aerial photograph shows the Hawea River jet sprint course, which is this area here, on the, which is basically three or four little islands with water, surface water around them. And basically that's the Hawea jet sprint course, so the jet boats win some use race around that course. The second A3 plan there shows the Hawea River. So the first part of the rule provides for use of that jet sprint course, full stop. The second part of the rule provides for jet boating activity on up to 6 times a year along the Hawea River. So hopefully I've explained that point and you understand what I'm getting to on that.
Could I just clarify, is the jet sprint course actually part of the Hawea River? Or is it a water body separate and distinct from the Hawea River, albeit on the banks of the river?
Well, Mr. McKenzie might correct me here, but basically it's connected to the river. Do you want to ask that question?
We got a resource consent probably 18 years ago to dig it. And at that stage we used to have 2 or 3 jet sprints a year. On that course.
Did you actually dig the course?
Yes, the course was dug in that reserve.
Right. So
like years ago.
No, that's...
So we dug these tracks in here.
That's
fine. But it's linked to the river.
Just a moment, yeah. I'll guess about to... The point then is if it was constructed, then it doesn't fall into the definition of a natural water body, does it?
Yeah. But it is linked into the river, like it's got water in it all the time.
Yeah, but everything is linked into rivers. I mean, so is the Hunter River is linked into Lake Hawea, but it's not Lake Hawea.
So is your question that it's not surface water?
That's what I'm wondering. If it's not natural, is it actually affected by the rules on surface water because it's not a natural water body?
Well, to answer your question, I guess... Probably we've carried on from where how it was regulated under the Octave District Plan.
Yes.
And there was an Environment Court decision, which I touched on briefly, we'll talk about again. So there's a fairly detailed history to the establishment, both of that jet sprint course and also how it's been regulated.
Was the Environment Court decision you're referring to the construction of the course or to...
Yeah.
How the rules were provided within the district plan going through the...
Yes, correct. It was the district plan rules.
It was,
yes. So
okay.
It's an appeal on the operative district plan.
Okay. So, right.
And those rules were thrashed out, like on probably what was only ones that was at the Environment Court hearing back in 2003. It's left around, but like between the Whitewater Association, the planner at the time, the Harbour Master, and JBNZ, it was sort of thrashed out through that Environment Court hearing how that was to operate, and also access to recreational boating on the Hawea River was to operate.
Okay. So, through you, Mr. Chairman, shall I continue on?
Yes, I mean, we'll read this with interest, but okay. I just raise that as clearly the effects of jet boating in that course are quite different from jet boating in the Hawea River itself.
Mm. Yes. It's also...
I think it's fair to point out to you too that both Commissioner Lawton and I are from the Wanaka side of the hill and know the area reasonably well. So.
Okay. Well, there's another point I'll get onto too about the status of that being as a recreation reserve. So the distinction in the operative district plan is important as the rules provide for motorised craft on the Hawea River on either the one lawfully established jet sport course and motorised craft on the river up to six days a year, subject to conditions 1 through 6. So it appears Mr. Barr may consider the two parts of the rule as the same when they are in fact distinct rules providing for different activities. Rule 5.3.3.5 IA1 provides for motorised craft on a jet sprint course, while Rule 5.3.3.5 IA2 provides for use of the river by motorised craft on 6 days of the year. Only the 6 days a year rule is subject to conditions 1 through 6. Recreational boating of the Hawea River is therefore currently permitted on the established jet boat sprint course and up to 6 days a year. So the key point we're here to talk about is that JBNZ seek to retain the existing rule in the proposed district plan. As I noted earlier, most of the plan rules have been carried over, but JBNZ has an interest in. But Mr. Barr's report recommends a complete prohibition on recreational jet boating on the Hawea River. So now I will discuss and respond to the specific points Mr. Barr has outlined as justification for recommending this prohibition. The recommending report at 17, paragraph 17.52, notes the presence of the existing rule in the operative district plan is no automatic guarantee that it will be included in the proposed district plan, especially if the development right has never been exercised. As detailed in Appendix 2, the development right to undertake recreational jet boating on the Hawea River has been exercised, and recreational jet boating runs were held on the Hawea River in September 2012, April 2013, and April 2015. So on each of those occasions, Jet Boat New Zealand had to follow the steps and conditions outlined in the second part of the key rule. So that involved advertisements in the relevant newspapers, consultation with affected parties, etc. I note here that the presence of a rule in an operative district plan in no way precludes its reuse in a proposed district plan, and in my experience, existing plan rules are often rolled over into new plans. As I've already noted, most of the existing plan provisions related to recreational use of surface water have been. So we're not clear, particularly when those submission points have sought the change or supported it, why a blanket prohibition on the Hawea River is recommended. Mr. Barr notes the failure to demarcate the Hawea River jet sprint course on the district plan maps and notes that it is not a fault of the submitter, but he then considers this illustrates that the rule has not been exercised. So it's unclear how the failure of the council to demarcate the course on the relevant district plan maps illustrates that the rule has not been exercised. Jet Boat New Zealand went through a lengthy and costly process to establish the right to jet boat the river through the operative district plan submission and appeal process. The existing rule provides for the right for recreational use of the Hawea River, subject to a number of conditions. And in relation to the jet boat sprint course, there is no requirement in the operative district plan that it must be used. The utilisation of the sprint course and holding of events is influenced by a range of factors. As a voluntary non-profit organisation, the use of the course will be sporadic, and there may be lengthy periods where it is not utilised. JBNZ wish to retain the ability to use the Hawea River Jet Sprint Course and would like to see it demarcated on the relevant proposed district plan maps, as should have occurred in the operative district plan maps. So just to clarify here, the relevant planning map, of course, was never demarcated on it. From JBNZ's perspective, that was an outcome of the Environment Court appeal. So our understanding is that's something the council should have done as an outcome from that appeal decision. The cumbersome qualifiers and exemptions Mr. Baer refers to were put in place via the Environment Court decision and followed a detailed hearing and appeal process. In relation to recreational jet boating runs, under the second part of the Operative District Plan Rule, as noted above, the process has been utilised with jet boat runs occurring, and our understanding, talking to JBNZ, is that the process worked quite well. JBNZ have no control over access and use of the jet sprint facility at Oxbow Lake, which is privately owned. The Operative District Plan Rules and the jet sprint course on the Hawea River provide recreational jet boat users with the ability to access and race on a sprint course located on a publicly owned recreation reserve. JBNZ have indicated that they were not aware of the changes made to the Albert Town Recreation Reserve Management Plan. So there's a specific policy in the Reserve Management Plan that basically, it doesn't prohibit, but it looks to discourage the use of the jet boat sprint course for jet boat activity. So unfortunately that was news to JBNZ and we only found out about that last week. But irrespective of that, as Mr. McKenzie noted, the jet boat sprint course was constructed by members of Jet Boat New Zealand, and it's not clear why specific policy discouraging recreational jet boating over other recreational uses has been adopted in the Reserve Management Plan. And so I probably note here that Jet Boat New Zealand have no issue with any other recreational uses of that jet sprint course, and from their perspective there's room for everyone. So I think this comes back to the issue of the, possibly comes back to the issue of the jet boat sprint course not being demarcated on the relevant plan maps. And probably also it's worth noting here the fact that it wasn't demarcated on those maps meant that technically if they had wanted to do jet boat sprinting, it was a prohibited activity. I'm sure if I'm making that point well, but
I'm still not sure that you're correct, actually. The definition of river specifically does not include any artificial water course, including an irrigation canal, water supply raised canal for the supply of water for electricity generation, and farm drainage canal. And that, I think, would include a constructed jet boat sprint course. And I think the Oxbow one falls into the same category. I don't think that the prohibition on use of the surface of lakes and rivers affects the jet boat course. I suspect that you might be well advised to get some legal advice on that, but I don't think it's a river, and so that those rules don't apply. The rules that may apply are the recreation reserve provisions, which is outside of our ambit.
Yes, okay. Well, through you, Mr. Chairman, on that point, perhaps we'll do that. I guess the key change is still relevant to the use of
the use of the river itself.
Yeah, I mean, my only thoughts on that is that, it obviously went through a fairly detailed process through the last district plan.
The court may not have been aware of that wasn't a...
My only other thought is that
they may not have understood that it was an artificial waterway.
So that would apply irrespective of whether or not it's connected to the main channel of the river.
Mm. Well, irrigation races and farm drainage canals are often connected.
So it's the artificial...
It's the artificial man-made nature of it. Distinguishes it.
Do you recall the history of what was actually there?
Well, it was just a reserve that we got a consent to take the course into.
It was used extensively
back in the days of jet boating, 20 years ago when jet boat sprinting was in its full fledge. And you could use a recreational boat to go jet boat sprinting, but you can't do that now. You need something like $100,000 to chuck in a boat.
Well, to assist us, I'll ask Mr. Barr, could you have someone find that resource consent, please, for the creation of the jet sprint course that's been referred to? It will be, if at least 20 years ago, it will be rather old and difficult to find, I imagine.
Is that a land use consent for earthworks, or is that a permit to...
I just don't know what it was either.
It may actually be something under the Reserves Act for use of the reserve.
Or it could be that the earthworks were extensive enough that it triggered a ORC consent at the time, or possibly if it wasn't considered as a... there might be other things in terms of ORC that they triggered a consent for them, possibly.
I wouldn't put money on that. Which was unclear. I would hazard a guess if any consent was required. It was for QLEC that long ago. Who knows what it was for? It may have been a recreation reserve permit.
Mr. McKenzie, you don't have
no,
copy?
No, I'm thinking it was 25, 28 years ago, possibly, that it was first used.
So
three years
ago. 1991, 92, maybe even 1999.
Would it be pre-1989?
Yes.
Could be. Yeah, it was a bit worrying, because it would have been Vincent County in those days.
Pre-1989.
Post-1989.
I'm just trying to think, it was when I first went on it. It was about that 1990-1991.
That would be useful. It certainly doesn't look like a river to me.
So through you, Mr. Chairman, if that is the case, the point you were making was that the prohibition wouldn't apply?
No, because there's no jurisdiction of the RMA in terms of the use of surface of lakes and rivers, because it's not a river.
Mm. You probably got confused at the last time the district panel was, when it became operative after the environment court hearing, just because, you know, there was so much upheaval with the White Water Association and Fish and Game. Mm.
Through you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I may just continue on with...
Yeah, but we'll accept your submission on it, and I'll read that decision carefully, but I'm just giving you my thoughts that it may not be as dramatic as you think.
All right, I appreciate it.
I would like to get some clarification from the Council as to how it was established and things like that.
So, yeah, through you, Mr. Chairman, I think I was at about 21, I think.
I don't think we need to worry about the jet spring course. We've probably got 24 then, can't we?
Okay, through to 24, through you, Mr. Chairman. In summary, I see no valid resource management reasons for the proposed prohibition of recreational jet boat use of the Parmere River. In my opinion, the rules approach of the operative district plan should be carried over into the proposed district plan. As I noted earlier, no submitters have objected to the relief sought by JBNZ. I see no resource management-based justification for the prohibition. So I guess from Jet Boat New Zealand perspective, it's as it was explained to me, I was asked to help out. If it's not broken, it doesn't need fixed. This sort of view. But Mr. Kinsey's words. To use Mr. McKenzie's words, so ideally they would like to see the operative district plan rules rolled over and the relief sought, depending on the outcome of this issue, the jet spring course would have been to have that demarcated on the plan map, and secondly to roll over the existing rule with the conditions relating to more general use of the Hawea River up to six times a year. So, Mr. Chairman, that's probably that pretty much covers that.
Just in terms of the use of the Hawea River itself, is that the full length of the river, or is it now only as far as the artificial weirs?
You're referring to the new Whitewater, the wave park?
Mm. Yes. Yes.
No, we can get round them.
We don't get round them, we get over them.
Yeah,
you know. No,
yeah.
That's okay.
It relates to the whole river.
Because we've got to get we've got to get water from Contact Energy for a start, and then and we've got, and so we go to what Central Otago, what Water Association and Contact Energy, we work out the days, and then we take all that information to the harbour master, who then is the uplifting and advertising of it.
I was just clarifying that it's talking to the river.
Yes.
It's not into one side of this, but just wondering if there was there councils reviewing the mitigation safety bylaw where it sets down sort of uplifting some things. And I was trying to find whether or not the hardware before was mentioned in it. It doesn't seem to be. I'm not sure whether that's an oversight or not.
Yeah, because the navigation safety bylaws, which we also have a lot of say in, or not say in, but we submit to, they generally relate to when you're allowed to go boating. And because the Hawea River doesn't have an uplifting, it's not in the navigation safety bylaws.
Okay,
even
for the exemption for the 6 days. So it's only through your district plan that that's been enacted. Okay, I'll just try to.
Under the rules that you know that were set by the Environment Court.
Okay, thank you.
Just a few general questions of interest, I suppose. The jet sprint course, does that require any ongoing maintenance to keep it serviceable?
At the time, if depending on how much growth, but I see there's some willow trees and all that growing pretty significantly at the entrance, because what happens when you're actually running a jet sprint, you actually back the trailers into the river and launch off the river and then get into the jet sprint course via that very this entrance. These willows here have all grown, so there would need to be some maintenance of the willows. I see they've grown quite significantly around the walls since it was built, because they weren't there originally.
And how long would it be, would you say, since the sprint course has been used?
I would say probably 15 years.
Oh, okay. Right.
But we don't want to let it go.
No. So you're keeping your options open.
Yeah.
Okay. And in terms of the river itself, sounds like there's only very occasional use where you go to the...
up to the dam.
All of the effort of... the advertising and that sort of thing. Is there something about the Hawea River in particular? Is it a...
Well, generally the advertising, the runs that coincide generally with something that either the Otago branch is doing or the New Zealand Jet Boat is doing. So the last run we had in 2015, for argument's sake, is that the Otago branch held the National Jet Boat Rally down here. So they got an uplifting for the Hawea for those that don't normally get an opportunity to boat the river to go and boat.
Okay.
Well, boats were down from Christchurch and North Island to attend the rally.
Okay, and is there any maintenance required on the river to allow that to happen?
Generally, the only thing that is that we negotiate with the whitewater people, depending on the ropes across the river for their slam course and that, and what they're doing, and sometimes, you know, if the river's up too high, we can't get underneath them. They pull them down for us.
Okay, thank you.
And as soon as there's a conversation with Contact to ensure there's enough water in their feed, they actually get up as well.
Yeah. Well, that's the liaison with Contact Energy. Contact Energy goes through some process, although they have a right under the district plan for the maintenance of that river. So even that they use some of our members that have their boats qualified for actually carrying paid people like that, they actually do the exactly the same as we do with white water, and they advertise that they're going to do their maintenance run on a such and such a date. So they actually use the same type of rules to do their maintenance contact.
We have no further questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'll adjourn to 4 p.m.
Just 7
Mate, do you need any extra?